once upon a time, there was a poor person who had kept a fast. He had kept Roza with his family. But due to his destitution and poverty, he had nothing in his home for iftar, to open his fast. And therefore he thought to himself that chale aaj hum bahar apne ghar se niklenge, to bahar jaane ke baad, of course, if I see any person, or I will try and basically look for a job or something in order to make ends meet, and so that my family and I could have something to eat for iftar. To apne ghar ke bahar jab nikla ye banda, and in search for a job, and the entire day he searched and he did not find a job. However, he then went into the market of goldsmiths, and he reached a place where he seen a shopkeeper, one of the goldsmiths. He was placing and scattering pieces of leather all over his shop, and he was throwing into those leather piles of gold and silver. So he approached him and told him that, look brother, if you don't mind, could you borrow me one dinar? Could you borrow me one dinar? For I am Roza, I am fasting, and so is my family fasting. If you borrow me this one dinar, I will return it back to you. I need to buy some stuff for my family to open their fast in the evening. So this person turned his face away. Apna muhi ghuma liya ki mere paas to nahi hai tumhe dene ke liye kuch bhi. By him turning his face caused a lot of grief and pain to this person who was a poor man. He began to cry, tears had flooded in his eyes, and he returned empty-handed. The moment he left the shop, the neighbor of that goldsmith, who was a non-Muslim, he seen this person and he stopped him and he asked him, what is the matter? Why are you crying? Why did you go to my neighbor? He says, well, I have been to your neighbor and I have asked him, requested him to borrow me one dinar, taki myself and my family, we could open iftar, you know, open our fast in the evening. But he did not borrow me that one dinar. He says he has nothing to give me. Therefore, I am crying because it's my family that's involved, and I wish to provide some type of iftar for them. Hearing this, the shopkeeper said, well, come to me. Come to my shop. Taken him inside his shop, he made him sit, and he gave him 10 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. He gave him 10 dirhams. And he said, this is for you. You can go and open and have a beautiful iftar. Seeing this person made abundance of dua for this person, and he left happily from that shop. During the night, that goldsmith, the owner of that shop, who refused to give this poor person any money, jab ye raat ko soya, to ye khwab mein dekhta hai ki the day of judgment has been established, and there is severe thirst. And during that moment, he sees a huge